Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about a seasoning or an herb that you can put on your food.
Mm.
I must say that this particular seasoning is not common in American cooking, so I never had this until I came to Taiwan. It's called cilantro or xiang cai, as you say in Chinese. It could also be called, what, coriander?
Coriander.
Yeah, that's the term I use. And the first time I tried this, it was put in, I think it was squid soup. Yoyu Gung had some of this in there. And I thought, that is the weirdest thing I've ever tasted. Why would anybody put that in there? It totally destroyed the food. So I didn't like it at first. But since I've been in Taiwan many years, I've gradually come to appreciate it as a flavoring. And actually now I quite enjoy it.
See, now I grew up in Arizona, which is next door to Mexico, and this is a very popular ingredient in Mexican food, so I had it growing up. I didn't think it was weird, and then I had a friend who grew up in a different part of the U.S., and she hated it. So I understand that people either love it or they hate it, but it's a different taste. I know they use it a lot over here.And you'll find it in England as well, but they've got lots of different ethnicities doing different types of cooking over in Europe, too. But I don't know. We should take a poll, see how many people here in Taiwan like it, of our listeners that are listening, and the people who hate it. I like it. Tom, you like it right now?
I do now, but I did hate it when I first had it.
It's strong.
It is quite strong, although Cho Tofu, I hated it when I first ate it, and I still hate it now. But Xiang Cai, I did have a change of heart
with that.
So I guess some people can be converted, and there's actually some science to this as well.
Oh, really?
It turns out that maybe some people are born to hate cilantro.
Oh, I've
cilantro,
heard this, yeah.
And others actually can like it or something. So we'll bring that up later on in our lesson, some of the research that has been done.
Yeah.
But let's get to it. Cilantro, love it or hate it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
If you've ever tried Indian or Mexican food, you've probably eaten cilantro. This plant is used in cuisines around the globe, including South Asian, Middle Eastern, and Latin American.Its seeds, called coriander, are found in the plant's fruit and used as a spice. And its leaves are used as an herb. It gives a fresh, citrus-like taste to foods. Although many people think cilantro is tasty, some people hate it so much that there's even a website called IHateCilantro.com. People who don't like cilantro usually compare its taste to soap or dirt. It is likely that this widespread disgust with the herb is related to genetics. A study by an American behavioral neuroscientist in the early 2000s found that 80% of pairs of identical twins shared a common like or dislike for the herb, while fraternal twins only agreed about half of the time. In 2012, the genetic testing firm 23andMe did a study on the subject and found that about 12 to 14% of participants with European ancestry reported that cilantro had a soapy taste, whereas only 4 to 8% of Latino, East Asian, and South Asian participants did. The people who hated cilantro shared a genetic variation that affects a receptor of the gene OR6A2.Which detects the compounds in cilantro's characteristic flavor. While some people hate cilantro, it does have health benefits. Coriander can help lower cholesterol levels. Moreover, cilantro contains a natural compound that helps fight off food poisoning caused by salmonella. Cilantro's essential oils also aid in digestion.Whether you find yourself loving or hating this fragrant ingredient, there's no denying that cilantro's distinct taste has made its mark on the world.
Okay. Okay, the time has come for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. So let's get to it. We're talking about cilantro, love it or hate it. And cilantro for you, of course, is 香菜, which is common in Taiwanese cooking, although not in every dish, just in a couple of dishes. I can only think of one right offhand. The squid stew or squid soup has it in there, but it might be in other dishes as well. You'll have to discuss this among yourselves. But here's the first paragraph. It says, if you've ever tried Indian or Mexican food, you've probably eaten cilantro. So yes, indeed, of course, here in Taiwan, there are quite a few Indian restaurants. And so if you've tried Indian food, you've probably eaten cilantro.
Mm.
Or if you've tried Mexican food, yes, you've probably eaten cilantro as well. So little did I know, I probably have had cilantro before because, you know, before I left the United States and came here, I ate a lot of Mexican food.
Yeah.
It must be the way it's prepared in the sauce mixed with tomatoes or something that makes it taste a little different. But when I tried it here in Taiwan, it was in that squid soup, as I mentioned, and I thought, wow, what's that stuff? That's really weird. I can't even eat my squid soup now with that awful flavoring
oh,
in there.
Dear.
I should have told them to hold the cilantro. But, of course, as I've said, I've come to actually like it now. But, yes, indeed, again, the point is if you've had Indian food or Taiwanese food or Mexican food, you have had cilantro.
So this plant is used in cuisines around the globe. When you talk about different cuisines, you're talking about the types of food eaten in different types of cultures. American cuisine, which is a little bit of everything. I think we're most well known for our hamburgers. We could say French cuisine, Spanish cuisine, Mexican cuisine. My favorite cuisine is actually Mexican cuisine. I love spicy Mexican food. It's one of my favorite. My second favorite is Chinese, but I do enjoy cuisines from different places. So they use this plant in a lot of different cuisines. And actually, I found some history of when it first started being used in Europe. They referred to it more often as coriander. And then also, the Spanish word cilantro, that's actually a Spanish word. I grew up with that word because I grew up in the state that's right next to Mexico called Arizona. And I ate a lot of Mexican food and I knew that cilantro was a big part of guacamole. Guacamole is that green dish you've seen that's made from, what's it called?
Avocados. Aguacate en español.
Yeah, I put avocados, tomatoes, onions, cilantro in mine. That's one of my favorite things. So we use this sort of plant, but for the most part, I can say, yes, the seeds are called coriander, as you see in our article. But in general, the Europeans refer to the leaves as coriander as well. And in the U.S., we refer to the plant more often as cilantro, although you will hear coriander as well. And as you know, in Taiwan, it's 香菜.
That's exactly right. So you've probably had it if you've had these different kinds of foods. These are different kinds of cuisines from different places in the world or in the globe or around the globe. We've got South Asian, which is usually Indian food, Middle Eastern, and Latin American. And, of course, here in Taiwan, you use it in various dishes as well.
Now, I wanted to mention quickly, guys, I skipped over it, globe, which is one of our vocabulary words. It refers to the earth. But it's also the name we call that round sphere, that round circle. It looks like a basketball, guys. If you see that sphere that has all of the countries and oceans of the world on it, that's also referred to as a globe.
A globe, indeed. There's a picture of a globe on the $1,000 bill, as you know. And its seeds, called coriander, are found in the plant's fruit and used as a spice, and its leaves are used as an herb or herb. You could say that as well. So there is a difference, I guess, between the seeds and the leaves. We did discuss this quite a bit before the program, but it's kind of complicated. We're just going to say that coriander and cilantro are basically the same thing, and it kind of depends on where you are. I guess if you're in England or Europe, you're going to say coriander. And if you're in North America, you'll probably say cilantro. But in any case here, yes, indeed, they include the fruit and the seeds and the leaves. And if you talk about an herb or a herb, that's just something that is used as a flavoring in seeds, excuse me, in food. Okay, could include seeds, leaves, various things. You've got herbs and spices that you can buy in supermarkets, and you add it to your food to give it extra flavor. Now, it gives a fresh citrus-like taste to foods. Okay, so that's according to our writer here. It's a fresh taste. It's citrus-like. It kind of tastes like a citrus fruit, like an orange or a grapefruit or something. I don't really see that myself. Mm-mm. But again, this is kind of subjective here because different people have different reactions to cilantro, as we're going to find out as our lesson continues.
Well, we all have taste buds on top of our tongues, and I think we experience these flavors differently. Sometimes it's just a slight difference. For me, I don't really taste citrus, but I taste something really fresh tasting. I know people who hate cilantro say that it kind of tastes like soap, which I don't understand how they're getting that at all. Mm. But, our bodies are all a little different. So moving on to the next paragraph, it says, although many people think cilantro is tasty, I'm one of those people, some people hate it so much. There's even a website called, and if you look at the words in this website address, it says IHateCilantro.com. You might want to look that up. People who don't like cilantro usually compare its taste to soap or dirt. One vegetable that tastes like dirt to me is the beet. That red vegetable and the leaves. Oh, my parents loved it. All their kids, including me, hated it. So there are some vegetables that, you know, other people think are delicious and you hate. So it happens. Mm. But to some people, cilantro is pretty nasty tasting. I wouldn't want to eat something that tasted like soap or dirt.
Yeah, I would think it tastes kind of more like weeds out in the woods or something like that, or maybe close to dirt,
sprouts,
but a good dirt, yeah. Okay? Yeah. I actually appreciate it, as I've said. And, of course, as you said, some people think it tastes like soap. Some people think it tastes like dirt. Some people think it tastes like lemons or whatever.
Interesting.
And it is likely that this widespread disgust with the herb is related to genetics. So it's likely, this is probably the possibility here, that lots of people don't like it because of their genes. Mm. The widespread disgust, if something's widespread, it's all over the world. It's not just confined to one small place. You could say an epidemic is widespread. It's all over the world. I guess the SARS epidemic was widespread at one point. It kind of spread out all over the world, but it was quickly contained afterwards. And disgust, that just means hatred toward this thing. And yes, it has something to do, or it's related to genetics or your genes.
Yeah, your genes, your DNA. We're going to talk more about this particular herb and spice, cilantro or coriander. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的呢，这个蔬菜叫做香菜。香菜在英文里面称之为 cilantro。我们来看一下第一个空格的句子。This plant is used in blank one around the globe, including South Asian, Middle Eastern, and Latin American.如果你知道在一刚开始提到的是 food, 跟食物有关，然后又看到后面的文章知道呢它是一个很重要的一个 spice, 香料，那么第一题你就会选择正确的答案。第一题的 A 选项 ,submarines, 潜水艇 ,B, routines, 例行事务 ,C, cuisines,菜肴 D. Machines 机器其实香菜呢是全球里面所有的菜肴当中很重要的一个植物所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C. Cuisines 接着第二个空格的句子写着 People who don't like cilantro usually blank to its taste blank to soap or dirt那些不喜欢香菜的人通常把它的味道怎么样肥皂或者是泥土 A 的选项 compensate for 补偿 B adapt to 适应 C compare to 把什么比喻为 D, accuse of, 控告。那么在这里呢，我们都知道不喜欢香菜的人会觉得它的味道尝起来就有一点点像是肥皂或者是泥土。所以搭配句意，第二题的标准答案我们就选择 C, compare to。第三个空格的句子， It is likely that this widespread blank 3 with the herb is related to genetics. 在这里的 it 呢，指的就是不喜欢的这种情形状况很可能呢是怎么样，然后是跟遗传学有关。既然前面会把香菜比喻成为是肥皂或是泥土，那么可见他对香菜是不太喜欢的。A 选项 disguise 伪装 ，B disgust 厌恶 ，C discipline 纪律 ，D district 行政区。其实呢，你会发现这种对于香菜的厌恶是跟遗传学有关的。所以根据文意，第三题的标准答案我们就选择 B disgust。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about cilantro or coriander, depending on which title or which name you prefer. I grew up saying cilantro for everything, including the seeds. But to be honest, Tom, usually when I make guacamole or something to do with Spanish food, I just use the leaves and I chop them up really finely. Or if I make gazpacho, I'll put cilantro in there. But you can buy the seeds of this plant, and we're told by the author that the seeds are actually called coriander. We're not that specific in the U.S. If you watch cooking shows, it's always just cilantro. And if you watch cooking shows from, say, England, which I do, like Jamie Oliver's shows, he refers to it as coriander for the whole thing. But just so you know, the leaves are a little different than the seeds, although I can't tell a difference in the taste. I'm not that, I guess my taste buds aren't that good.
And where we left off, we were talking about some study or research that has said it probably has something to do with genetics. So a study by an American behavioral neuroscientist in the early 2000s found that 80% of pairs of identical twins shared a common like or dislike for the herb. So we've got this American behavioral neuroscientist, okay, some kind of scientist who is doing some research. And this person, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl here, but this person went around asking questions, taking surveys, collecting information from various people. And he talked to identical twins. Identical means exactly the same. I believe in Chinese you say tongruan, shuangbao tai, which is identical twins, whereas yiruan would be fraternal twins in English. So identical twins mean they came from the same egg, but it later split off during development into two as opposed to one babies. And they're identical. They look exactly the same. And when they asked him, you know, do you guys like cilantro or do you hate it? And 80% of the time, they either both loved it or they both hated it.
That makes sense. So that's pretty close to 100%. Now, if you were fraternal twins, meaning you don't share the same DNA, those twins only agreed about half of the time. When you say about half, it's probably, you know, 45 to 49%. About half of the time, they either both liked it or both hated it. Now, in 2012, the genetic testing firm called 23andMe did a study on the subject and found that about 12 to 14% of participants with European ancestry, so their ancestors were from Europe, they reported that cilantro had a soapy taste. It's not very many. 12 to 14% is quite low. Whereas, listen to this, only 4 to 8% of Latino, East Asian, and South Asian participants did. Now, we know that Latino, East Asian, and South Asian participants probably grew up eating a lot of cilantro or coriander. So I'm not surprised they thought, so few thought it had a soapy taste. But the Europeans who, at least the people who had European relatives or ancestors, a bit more thought that it had a soapy taste. I guess my friend's kind of in the rare category because most people like cilantro, actually, although you hear a lot about cilantro from people who hate it. They talk about it a lot and their hatred for it.
I think it's one of those things that is what we call an acquired taste.
Yeah.
If you taste it at first, you're probably not going to like it.
Like beer.
They always say that about beer. Everybody who drinks beer for the first time says, ugh, this is awful.
How can
you drink this? This is gross. It's disgusting.
Mm.
But over time, you develop a taste for it.
Mm.
But here, of course, we're talking about genetics, and they're saying that, well, maybe people from Latino countries like South America or from East Asian countries like Japan, Korea, Taiwan, China, et cetera, they have a certain preference for it, and South Asians as well,
Malaysia,
people from India.
So, Indonesia, yeah.
Indeed. So I guess it comes down to science a little bit here. It says the people who hated cilantro shared a genetic variation that affects a receptor of the gene OR6A2, which detects the compounds in cilantro's characteristic flavor.
Huh.
Now, we're not scientists in this program, and I'm going to protest to the boss of this company. Why suddenly are we expected to teach genetics in an English lesson? This is really hard to explain. The best we can do is simply explain these terms for you. So if you talk about genes, sometimes they're different from another, from different genes. So that's a variation. If there's a variation, it means there's a slight change, a slight difference between different genes. And then also in genetics, we got something called a receptor. A receptor, okay? That's something that receives something, I guess.
Yeah, it's not sending out something, but it's receiving something.
Mm.
And it's a receptor of the gene OR682. So that receptor actually kind of connects to that gene, and that detects the compounds or the different mixture that you find in cilantro's characteristic flavor. Ah, here are two vocabulary words. When you talk about something's characteristics, you're talking about things about that thing or person that makes it who they are or what they are. Typical characteristics of Tom would be that he's very tall, he's very funny, he's lots of fun to hang out with because he has crazy stories. He's also an American. These are some of his characteristics.
You forgot to mention that I'm also very bitter and cynical.
You forgot to mention I'm very handsome and very young. Yes, all of those things.
Well, I wish those two were true. That's why I'm working in radio and not on television.
Okay, talk about flavor, Tom.
Flavor, yeah, just how something tastes or how something smells. There are different flavors of ice cream, for example. You could buy vanilla, chocolate, what else are there? A fudge marble,
strawberry.
Cookies and cream,
yeah.
Strawberry. Those are different flavors, etc. So basically, this scientist is suggesting that it's all in our genes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a genetic predisposition to either like or hate cilantro.
Yeah.
And probably along with other foods like durian or chō-dōfu.
Chō-dōfu for one, yeah.
Okay, well, while some people hate cilantro, it does have health benefits. So, yeah, if you hate it, I guess you're not going to have these benefits. But coriander can help lower cholesterol levels, Dan Guchuan. Moreover, cilantro contains a natural compound that helps fight off food poisoning caused by salmonella,
cool.
Which is a kind of bacteria in your intestines, I believe. And that can cause food poisoning. But if you eat cilantro, it might fight off food poisoning. To fight off means you have a battle, you have a fight with something, and you do this in order to get something to go away.
This is good. Think about that, you people who hate cilantro. Cilantro's essential oils also aid in digestion. This word is also pronounced digestion. Notice the difference? Digestion and digestion. They're both fine. So that can help your stomach actually digest your food. So your stomach feels a little better and you just feel like you, you have a better sense of well-being if you're able to have really healthy digestion.
So whether you find yourself loving or hating this fragrant ingredient, there's no denying that cilantro's distinct taste has made its mark on the world. So yes, you either love this ingredient or you hate it. An ingredient, of course, is something that is used in cooking. There are various ingredients in different kinds of dishes.
Right.
But we have to admit that it does have this rather special, distinct, unique, original taste, and it's made its mark on the world. It's going to stay here for a very long time. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our explanation. Time now to listen to our coriander-loving English teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子很长，前面大概是说到呢，在2012年有一家基因检测公司进行了一项研究，然后他们做的报道，我们从 reported 后面的 that 开始看，它是一个子句，他说 cilantro had a soapy taste, blank for only 4-8% of Latino,East Asian and South Asian participants did. 其实这家基因检测的公司他们发现呢，大概 12%-14% 有这种欧洲血统的受试者呢，回报说这个香菜有一种像肥皂的味道。然而呢，却只有4-8%的拉丁、东亚或南亚的受试者会觉得是如此。在这里的 did 是代表前面说会有一种 soapy taste 肥皂的味道。第四题，我们需要呢用一个连接词连接这两个句子。那么我们可以选择 C 选项的 whereas 来比较，一个是 12%-14%， 另外一个则是4-8%，用来比较两者之间的差异。第四题可以选择 C whereas， 在这里解释成为然而。接着来看到第五个空格。The people who hated cilantro shared a genetic variation that affects a receptor of the gene OR6A2. Blank 5, the compounds in cilantro's characteristic flavor. 其实会发现呢，大概讨厌香菜的人，他们都会有一种呢，会影响 OR6A2 的基因受体的基因变异。然后在这里呢，补充说明，打逗号加上 which， 我们可以第五题选择 A 选项。这样子的呢，基因变异体呢，它会去侦测、发掘，然后会感受到这个香菜里面独特的化合物。搭配文法，补充说明前面的专有名词，我们答案可以选择 A， which detects。第六个空格，前面提到呢，其实香菜的好处多多，除了降低胆固醇的这个指数之外 ，blank six cilantro contains a natural compound that helps fight off food poisoning caused by salmonella。其实呢，除了可以降低胆固醇，后面还提到可以帮助你呢，然后抑制这个击退沙门氏菌所造成的食物中毒。第六题 A 选项 moreover 再者此外 ，B therefore 因此 ，C rather 更确切地说 ，D still 然而仍然，只有答案选 A。此外来同步的再说明它的另外一项好处，所以第六题选 A 才是标准答案。不管你喜不喜欢它的好处多多，后面提到 There's no denying that cilantro's blank 7 taste has made its mark on the world。 那么呢，不可否认的是香菜的什么样子的味道已经在全世界打出名号了。我们都知道它的香味非常的独特，所以搭配文意，第七题的标准答案就选择 D distinct， 代表是与其他不同的，其他选项都不符合文意。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That is it for today's program. Thank you so much for joining us, and please enjoy your meal tonight when you add some coriander to it. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.